Hey there, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Gary Ferguson's The 8 Master Lessons of Nature. Sophie, I have to ask, when was the last time you actually felt like you were part of nature, not just looking at it through a window?
Hi there, Sam. You know, I was just thinking about that. I went for a hike last weekend, and I had my phone in my hand the whole time, checking trail maps. And Ferguson's book basically says that's exactly the problem. We've forgotten we are nature, not just observers.
Right. And he starts with this idea that our biggest modern ailment is the feeling of being separate. That we build a story where humans are above everything else. And that's what's making us lonely and anxious.
Exactly. Meanwhile, a forest doesn't have a single star. It's all relationships. Trees talk to each other through fungi networks. Wolves shape rivers by controlling deer populations. Ferguson says the fix for feeling disconnected is literally to step outside and remember you're part of that web.
That part hit me hard. I grew up thinking nature was something you visit, like a museum. But he says every breath is a gift from plants. Every bite of food is a collaboration. That changes how you see a simple walk.
Totally. And the second lesson is about our obsession with control. We want everything to be predictable, but nature runs on resilient rhythms. Fires, floods, droughts, they're not disasters, they're renewal. A pinecone waits for a wildfire to release its seeds.
Honestly, I needed to hear that. I get so caught up trying to make my life stable. But Ferguson says the goal isn't to avoid disruption, it's to bend and adapt. Find a rhythm that includes both activity and rest, like the seasons.
Yeah, and that leads to the third lesson, which is the art of stillness. He says a mountain doesn't rush to be tall. A river carves a canyon through persistent gentle pressure, not force. We're so obsessed with speed, but true power comes from focused presence.
I'm guilty of rushing through everything. But when I actually sit still outside, I hear more, see more. It's like anxiety fades. He says that's not wasting time. It's replenishing your deepest reserves.
And then there's the lesson of inherent wholeness. A wildflower doesn't try to be a rose. We're bombarded with messages that we're not enough, but Ferguson says we're already whole. Our worth isn't earned, it's born.
That one is hard to actually believe, but it makes sense. The journey isn't about becoming someone else. It's about peeling away the layers to find who we already are.
Right. And then the fifth lesson pushes back on our fear of vulnerability. A seed has to break open to grow. A flower exposes its most precious parts to be pollinated. Ferguson says emotional growth requires the same risk.
I love that. He says when we armor ourselves against hurt, we also armor ourselves against joy and wonder. The beauty of a dewdrop is inseparable from its fragility.
And the sixth lesson is about generosity. A tree doesn't hoard its energy. It drops leaves to enrich soil, offers shade, releases oxygen. Our deepest satisfaction comes from giving, not getting.
Shifting from what can I get to what can I contribute, that's a total mindset flip. And it actually makes you feel more connected.
Then the seventh lesson is about trusting your body's wisdom. A deer doesn't need GPS. Our gut feelings, intuition, physical sensations, they're ancient intelligence. We've just forgotten how to listen.
That explains why I sometimes get a weird feeling about a person or a decision, and later it turns out I was right. My body knew before my brain did.
Exactly. And finally, the eighth lesson is about awe and wonder. Ferguson says we've explained everything away and lost a sense of the sacred. But when you stand at the Grand Canyon or watch a thunderstorm, you feel small in a good way.
Awe reduces stress and increases compassion. He says nature is the most accessible gateway to that experience. We just have to stop and look.
So the whole book is basically a reorientation. Trade separation for connection, control for rhythm, speed for stillness, and inadequacy for wholeness. It's not a quick fix, it's a way of living.
The one thing I'm actually taking away is that I don't need to fix myself. I need to remember I'm already part of something huge and beautiful.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the real lesson is that nature has been teaching us all along. We just need to show up and listen. We'll see you in the next one.